Wisconsin, it's finally here. Yuengling, oldest brewery in America, family-owned and operated for six generations, and now officially in Wisconsin. Whether I'm tailgating, watching the game at a sports bar, just kicking back, I'm reaching for a Yuengling. DG Yuengling & Son, Pottsville, PA. Enjoy responsibly.
All right, joining us now is Don Beebe. I have like a million things to ask him. Former Packer, head coach at Aurora University. He's been there 7 years. When he took over the job, I said he will win a national title. Not yet. I'm sure that's how he loves to be introduced. Yee, good evening, Don.
As always, Homer, thank you for the great introduction.
Yeah, well, I still think you're going to win one. I didn't count on North Central being so good. It was to deal with Mount Union. Now North Central, they're better than Mount Union. They've been in the championship game 4 years in a row. And so it's probably gotten even tougher than you thought. Set me straight, or am I accurate?
No, we're going to get there. I mean, I always believe you can, right?
So yes,
you got to.
I still do. I haven't changed.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the biggest hurdle people have to get over is, do you think you can do it? If you don't think you can do it, you got no chance. So, of course, I think we can do it.
See, that's better the time. Difference between you and me. You know what I think determines is how good your players are relative to how good the top players are. For example, Division III, I think, you got to explain this, I should have called, Wisconsin River Falls. I mean, come on. They weren't even good in their own conference, and they win the national title. How did that happen? Either a coach who'd been around there and hadn't done much, I just assumed like they had some special quarterback or some really talented player that along with the rest of the team and the attitude stuff that you bring up.
You could argue they had maybe the best quarterback in D3 history. I mean, that kid was a stud.
Now we're talking.
And that's where it started.
Okay.
That Blaha kid was a heck of a player, thrower, runner. He had the it factor, meaning he knew he could win. And he had some guys to go around him, too, that were pretty good, obviously. And it was something that they got this team together, and they made a run at it, and they won it all. And I was really happy for them. I mean, I think their coach is a good guy, and I was happy to see them win it.
When you win it, you'll be kind of a little bit like River Falls, though I'd say you've been very competitive and close to the top more than they had been. So maybe I'm not being fair to you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you got to get breaks. Okay. To win it all, you got to have some things go your way.
Yep.
And it's not always the most talented and their best team. You got to be playing at the right time going into the playoffs. That's at any level.
But you got to be pretty close. You know my famous saying, no donkey ever won the Kentucky Derby. I don't care how old he was coached. I don't care how good the train, all that stuff. You got to be, with the teams you were on in the NFL. You got to be at a certain level to be in that neighborhood for all those things to make it turn out perfectly, right?
I do agree that you, at a talent level, you had to be probably in that top 15 or so, let's say.
Yeah, I agree.
Talent level to win it in college football. I mean,
all right. Now NFL, let's get to NIL. I got to get to that because are you having to pay players? Schools can pay players, or players that might play for you going somewhere else because they can get a little money, or what? How is paying college players in Division I affecting, if it is or not, in the trickle down to Division II, or in your case, Division III?
Well, it hasn't yet.
Okay.
I think the day that it does, it's probably my ticket out. Here's my thoughts is what the NCAA has allowed, okay, in college football right now is an absolute debacle. And Nick Saban, I think, said it best. I don't know if you heard it the other day. I'm sure you have. And that's probably the main reason he got out. He's not an agent. He's a coach. We mentor. If you're not into coaching to mentor, okay, then you need to get out of coaching. Okay. That's what coaching is. So, and with the new system of let's call it free agency. Okay. In NIL has caused, it's taken mentorship out of it, to a certain level. It's hard for a kid to come in 1 year and be a mentor to him. It's much better when you got
him for 4 years. They need, so I would tell Saban to those kids need you more now than ever. You know why? Because there's money involved. They may not need chemistry, but the challenges from what do they do with the money? What is their family? How do they spend it? They need an education more now than ever. They need Saban more now than ever to give some leadership to how to deal with this. You know, okay. Imagine the need your son would have if he came to college and got $1 million. That okay, multiplies by 10. Two different kinds of education, I know.
Yeah, well, no, we're talking two different things. You're talking nil money. I'm really talking transfer portal.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so, I mean, the nil money, I don't have a real big issue with it. I think they need to do some parameters there, okay, and work some things out. But the money's being made, so the money has to go somewhere.
Yep.
So having the kids get some money, I don't have a big issue with it. But the transfer portal thing is literally out of control. That's what I have a big problem with. And you talk to most college coaches, they would say the same thing.
Because the team changes every year. All right, now let's get to you answered the question there. Let's get to Bob Harlan. I know you have a Bob Harlan story on what a great guy he was, because there are a million of them out there, and you had to have some.
Yeah. Yeah, Bob, well, Mr. Harlan, let's call him, because I have a lot of respect for him.
Good, fair enough.
When I think of him, and he had such a kind heart. I mean, he was a kind man, just a good man. And there's a reason why the Buffalo Bills are so successful and the Green Bay Packers were so successful, because the Ralph Wilsons and the Bob Harlans of the world, high character men that run teams, and they do it the right way. They treat the guys like, you know, pros and professionally, and they don't skimp money. Okay. They really first class all the way, and the players take notice of that. And Bob was phenomenal. He was such a good man. And you know, hey,
I knew him in 83 before he became president. And when they talked about him being president, I wasn't the only one. We all said, there's no way he can be president. Not a chance in the world. Why? He's too nice. Yeah. He's too nice. That people that nice don't become president. He always wore a tie. I always swear it was always a blue shirt and a tie. I don't know if it was the same way when you were. But I would. People don't understand that. Like, no. We were just certain. No. It's too bad. But you can't be that nice and be president. And then he was and certainly made the great decisions necessary in addition to being nice.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's a great illustration of Bob Harlan. He was too nice, but yet he still earned respect. You know, I think when you are that kind of a kind-hearted person, people respect that. And when there are issues, they're more willing to listen to you and obey you, let's say, and do what's right because he's the president. So not everybody has that characteristic.
I would say, I assumed, I've never heard of, I would assume you are to that way in some also.
Hey,
you
listen,
can say I'm wrong, and your players
if
think you're a pain.
The same breath as a Bob Harlan, that's a huge compliment.
Well,
so thank you. Listen, I don't know. I mean, I try to be kind, but I can't answer that. Yeah.
Well, we'll have to get a player on in one time. All right, what do you want to say about the Packers? Here's what I say about the current Packers. They're good, but they're just not good enough. Coach is good. Yeah. Is he good enough? GM is good. Is he good enough? It's hard to be that good. You've lived it and know it. Is that a fair statement to make?
Yeah, I see this. I think it is a good statement. I will say this. Do they need to make changes like at coaching? No, I like Coach LaFleur. I think he's a great coach. I think he's a good man. I mean, he's had great success. My parameters on coaching in the NFL, can you get us to the dance, meaning the playoffs? If you can get us to the dance consistently pretty much every year, okay, that's all I would ask for as a fan. You know, yeah, I want to win Super Bowls and I want to make runs, and they have, okay? He gets us there every year. I mean, he's very consistent. He's very good at it. Do we need to upgrade his positions? Well, yeah, we always need to do that. And we've said this before. Okay, I think they have the quarterback. I still think they lack that big-time playmaking receiver that they haven't had in a while, in my mind. Okay, and a defense that was that can go next level because you know you win Super Bowls with defense in a running game. That's always been the standard.
And the only thing I add is I've got a new T-shirt. You might like all of it. Just win the damn division. The first 3 years, they won the division, and they were very close to winning it all in that group. Last 4 years, they haven't won the division, and it's just so hard when you're there as a 6 or 7 seed. And so,
It's no longer a pushover division.
Yes, the Bears and that's another part.
Detroit used to be horrible. That's not the case anymore. Now the Bears think they can win the Super Bowl, which is a scary to even think. And then they got a coach.
Lions have gotten better
at a high level. Yeah, the Lions have gotten better, even though I thought they took a turn for the in the other direction last year. But Campbell will get them back. You know he will. He's a great coach. You know, so it's gonna be tough. And they had it this year. They let it get away both Bear games. You know, they should have won the first one. Would have set them up perfectly, and then they lost to them. Oh my gosh, it was just heart wrenching. You know, those two Bear losses, especially for guys that live in Illinois and coach in Illinois. It was hard, man. I didn't even want to go to work the next day.
All right. Any last word you want to leave?
Well, Homer, you know me. I'm a big fan and miss being on the show. It's been a while.
Yeah, we got to get you on a regular basis. And we're going to have you come on every now and then. You know, now that I'm down to 1 hour, you didn't make the cut. You didn't make the cut. I thought, just make the cut. So you've made the cut, and we'll have you on again. And you're the best. And everybody out there who's Division III player, you should play for Don Beebe. Make your life better. I don't know how it'll do for football. That's up to him. How about that? How about that? Is that a good recommendation?
That was great. I appreciate that, Homer. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Don Beebe, I'll close it out next.